There was a changing of the guard during Monday's Sonora City Council meeting. Sonora Mayor Mark Plummer and Sonora City Councilman Matt Hawkins did not seek re-election and reached the end of their term. New council members Bess Levine and Steve Nopey took the oath of office. Mayor Pro Tem Ann Sagerstrom became the new mayor of Sonora Monday night. She was instantly faced with a choice on whom to nominate for Mayor Pro Tem. The choice was between two-year council member Suzanne Cruz or two-year council member Andy Merrill. This choice became contentious. Here is the edited discussion, beginning with public comments.
Congratulations, Mayor Sagerstrom. I am speaking to urge you to appoint Andy Merrill as Mayor Pro Tem. Andy has served his constituents well. As the top vote getter in the 2022 election, it is his turn to be Mayor Pro Tem. Passing over Andy Merrill for Mayor Pro Tem would set a terrible precedent for the city. The tradition is that seniority and top vote getters in the event of both members being elected at the same time are in the rotation for Mayor and Pro Tem. I urge you to respect the tradition and appoint the next person in line, Andy Merrill. Thank you.
Hi. First of all, congratulations, Ann. I'm so glad that you are now the mayor. I now have been asked to read a letter from Matt Galvin, who wasn't able to attend the meeting this evening. I want to express my opposition to Suzanne Cruz's potential appointment as the mayor pro tem. Given her track record, I was shocked to learn that she was being considered for such an important role. It is imperative the council ensures a safe and respectful environment for all members to serve our community effectively. This appointment could cause the exact opposite. Over the past 2 years, Ms. Cruz has shown disregard for this office. She has frequently injected her own religious ideologies into council discussions, derailed conversations with arguments not pertinent to city business, and outright ignored or refused to collaborate on pragmatic solutions to ongoing issues within the city. She has consistently displayed hostility and unprofessionalism during council meetings to other council members and often those who are making public comment. I'm strongly concerned about the outward image this appointment will create. This decision will most certainly impact the public perception of the city of Sonora, not just among residents, but also among the many, many visitors who travel here from year after year from all over the world. Additionally, we must consider how someone who has treated her own office recklessly, how would that person behave in a crisis? Our city deserves leadership that embodies respect, professionalism, and a genuine commitment to the well-being of all residents and visitors. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Signed, sincerely, Matt Galvin.
Boy, this is really a hard act to follow here. The Andy Merrill fan club has done a really vicious attack job on Suzanne Cruz. Right in front of our very ears here. I would like to see Suzanne Cruz take that position. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Christy Nava, longtime resident of Tuolumne County. Our city deserves leaders who will treat all of its citizens, its visitors, and its community at large with respect and equity, and make decisions in the same vein. In my experience, Suzanne Cruz is not willing to put her personal beliefs aside in order to do so. I have personally experienced her alienating comments in a public situation regarding religious values, and having only one way to structure a family, which is a male father who obeys God and a female mother who obeys her husband. It's not all of our community. Our town deserves better. Our community deserves respect and tolerance. Mayor Sagerstrom, I implore you to give the mayor pro tem appointment to someone who has shown tolerance and respect for their constituents, in addition to his fellow council members. I urge you to choose Andy Merrill for this role. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, council. Good evening, Madam Mayor. My name is Jen Fletcher, and I'm a 20-year resident, and I'm here to express my gratitude and support for Andy Merrill. I greatly appreciate his example of leadership in our county and his concern for all the people in it. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, my name is Andrea Victoria, and I represent the voice of the marginalized in our community. When government lacks representation of the principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion in leadership, it becomes problematic. Andy is the bridge to the past and the pathway to the future. His elevation is not only deserved, but it's also required.
Madam Mayor, congratulations. Aloha kakou, I'm Nikki Coleman, 16-year resident of Sonora. I'm here tonight to talk about respect, integrity, and decorum as it relates to the appointment of our next mayor pro tem, and I'm here to make a plea to city staff, city administration, and to our next mayor and mayor pro tem to make decorum on this council a priority, to make characteristics like honesty, integrity, empathy, and respect a priority, and to have zero tolerance for bullying and targeted hostility. Since Councilwoman Cruz took office, she has displayed a pattern of repeatedly targeting council members with whom she disagrees, waving them off, displaying hostility and disrespect, and making underhanded comments that are sometimes done in a way that are not seen or heard on camera. Not only is Councilwoman Cruz's egregious behavior harmful for the targeted person, it is unbecoming and embarrassing to have displayed on this council. This is not a representation of who Sonora is, nor do I want other communities to view Sonora as such. With the utmost respect, Councilwoman Segerstrom, and you know how deep my respect runs for you, I hope that you do not forget these harmful and dangerous views that you have witnessed as well when appointing the next mayor pro tem tonight. Councilman Merrill is the only councilman who will without a doubt advocate for and protect the safety of all marginalized communities in Sonora. Councilwoman Cruz has shown us time and again she is both incapable and willing to do the same. Thank you.
My name is David Morgan. I'm not very good at this, but I was told about a comment that Ms. Cruz made. I don't know for sure if it's a correct comment or not, but she commented that she only represents the people that voted for her. And I think that just by itself, with nothing else, should disqualify her from being mayor pro tem. Thank you.
Hi. I agree with the gentleman earlier that mentioned that this is not a forum for character defamation. This is a forum where there are certain roles that it's a job. And it's, let's look at who is most qualified. And I believe that Suzanne Cruz is the person that's most qualified for that. Suzanne was like another mother to me all through high school. She's a wonderful person. She's an intelligent person, and I think she will do a great job. I support whatever decision you make, but I just want to implore you to appoint Suzanne Cruz. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Any further public comment? I would like to ask the city attorney about the comment of vote getting as a determination between candidates for mayor pro tem.
Under state law, there isn't a specific office for a mayor pro tem or a vice mayor. So where we go to is to look in the rules and procedures, and specifically as to the mayor pro tem position, it selection process, it simply states the mayor pro tem shall be appointed by the mayor with confirmation from the council for a 2-year term. That's literally what it says.
I appreciate everyone's input. I feel somewhat taken aback at this point, because it seems that my own decision making is under scrutiny as well, that I can't take facts that I have at hand and make an informed decision at what I think will be best for the city. And that saddens me. I certainly understand that people have their personal beliefs, their value systems, you know, even dogma. But this is a business. The city is a business. We run it, and we run it for the benefit of all citizens. Everyone here has been elected. And I would, you know, I'm just kind of flabbergasted and gobsmacked that this has turned into a left-right political melee. It's a nonpartisan job. And I nominate Suzanne Cruz to be my mayor pro tem, because Suzanne is very good at finances. She's done an excellent job at coming to the core of the matter when we have to do business decisions. I have nothing against Councilmember Merrill and his way of doing business, but I think that Suzanne and I will work across the aisle to try and do the best job we can for the city. So if I may have a motion, start.
I can move to approve.
A second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Suzanne, welcome to the team.
Yes, I feel compelled to comment on the parade of criticism and slander I got earlier. It is within my right to defend my reputation. My brother Vincent, I have said his name many, many times, and I wish you would say it too so you never forget it. Gregory Vincent Ponsano died of AIDS, and I was there holding his hand. He was gay, and he had a gay husband. His name was Roy. My friends are Tammy, Carol, Margaret, Maria. The narrative that I am against any sort of people or community is an out-and-out lie, and I really resent it. And yes, you will get my anger. I will not be happy with you if you jeopardize my reputation, because I've worked very, very hard on it. I have a degree in public administration. I've served 15 years in law enforcement as a first responder. I've paid over 40 years of taxes. I've never had anything given to me. My father built that bridge over there on the Stephen O. Expressway that everybody in here drives over. My father fought in the Second World War. They've built restaurants and bridges. So to attack my good name, I have a right to respond to that. And let me inform everyone here. Everybody here pays taxes. And it's those tax dollars that I have to respect. That's what makes us one community, not divided. And I will protect those tax dollars because that's my job. It is the budget. And if you look on page 47 of this agenda, it says, what is the city council's job? Fiscal responsibility, stability, infrastructure, engineering, public safety, disaster preparedness, economic development, growth, general plan, homelessness issues, and staffing. What we saw today was a parade of people accusing me of something that they had done. I have been nothing but respectful, and I want to make that quite clear to every single citizen for the over 50 years that I have lived here. And I will continue to serve this community by respecting your hard-earned dollars, because that is our job, is the budget. Thank you.